This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 2nd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with a story that I wrote, the mega macro event that upsets everything everywhere. When Julie Ross of Profit and Loss announced the closing of the publication, she listed all of the macroeconomic events that P&L had overcome over the years, including 9/11 and the financial crisis. This one they were not able to overcome, and so Ross decided to close up. After a discussion with Ross late on Friday, I decided it was not a macroeconomic event that caused P&L's closing, but a mega macroeconomic event. A macroeconomic event caused me to lose my first job after graduating from college, the farm crisis of 1984. There was another macro event in the futures industry that coincided with the farm crisis, the reorganization of the regulatory structure of the industry as the National Futures Association came online and implemented the new FCMIB framework. My first job was as a news reporter in 1984 to 85 for Commodity News Service, or CNS, which was owned by Knight Ridder. CNS was one of two major wire services covering the markets at the Chicago Board of Trade. The other was Reuters. The CNS wire service had a competitive edge over Reuters because of the width of the thermal paper on its printers. Commodity News Service's printers had thermal paper with the width of a roll of paper towels, and Reuters was the width of toilet paper. CNS could print weather maps, and Reuters could not, which was important for the futures markets dominated by agricultural trading at the time. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Tom Thompson has a story, Hemp Production Normalizes. Hemp farming is experiencing normal growing pains. We can see the industry's maturation in the evolution of the legal, commercial, and business issues hemp farmers and processors are grappling with. Instead of struggling with regulatory restrictions, hemp producers are confronting issues that could easily beset any infant industry. South Carolina newspapers are reporting that a former Clemson University national champion football coach who returned to farming after retiring from coaching is now embroiled in a lawsuit with a local hemp processor. Coach Danny Ford joined four other South Carolina hemp growing licensees in a suit against Charleston Hemp Company and Carolina Botanicals. It seems the processing of the five farmers' raw hemp into CBD oil did not go smoothly. In a practice that is not uncommon in agriculture, the farmers obtained their seeds from the processor. In a sign that this hemp lawsuit is agricultural business as usual, the plaintiff's attorney told local news service The Slate, "We believe that accountability is important, particularly in relatively new industries like the South Carolina hemp industry, and we look forward to pursuing accountability at a jury trial when the time comes." To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Sean O'Toole, David Silverman, Mike Unitich, Ellen Resnick, and Anonymous are the latest to make a donation to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Sean O'Toole is a CBOT member. David Silverman is a former CME board member and now proprietary trading executive. Mike Unitich is a trading technologies executive and former trader whose story was recently told in the Path to Electronic Trading series. Ellen Resnick is the brilliant public relations professional behind Crystal Clear Communications. She is also a former head of corporate communications for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And Anonymous is just another supporter who wishes to stay behind the scenes. Thank you to all of them, to all who have given and all who have yet to give to our GoFundMe campaign. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history by contributing to our GoFundMe campaign. Betty Lou is leaving ICE and NYSE today after 2 years as Chief Experience Officer of ICE and Executive Vice Chairman of NYSE. She is off to investing and acquiring media companies and hopes ICE will be an investor. She announced this on LinkedIn. Global Trading editor Terry Flanagan recently interviewed CBOE's Jerry Hanwick, Vice President Software Engineering Information Services, about the CBOE's Theoretical Value, or CBO Theo, a new options pricing tool. The FIA has announced the fintech startups chosen for its 6th annual Innovators Pavilion at FIA Expo V. The companies chosen are Blue Water Financial Technology, Capitalize.ai, Descent, OilX, Options AI, Risk Fuel Analytics, Silvera, TradeX, and WeMatch. Kristen Baggiano of Crosstower has an article in Cointelegraph titled "Central Bank Digital Currencies Have the Power to Upend Global Finance." The NFA has a notice on their website. If you engaged in business with Gregory L. Gramigou or E-Mini Trading School between October 2010 and 2015, you may be eligible for restitution. Visit the NFA's restitution page to learn if you qualify. The spread this week by Matt Rabel is the VIX hits a 5 month high 1 week before the U.S. election. FIA goes virtual and more. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Pope has had it with people around the world complaining about coronavirus restrictions. This is a story by Sean Langlois of MarketWatch. We don't come out of the crisis the same. We can become better or worse, but never the same. That's Pope Francis calling for a united front in the battle against the coronavirus pandemic in a translation of an interview cited by Bloomberg News on Sunday. We have an increase in the numbers of those who mercilessly profited from the misfortune of others, those who think only about themselves, who protested or complained about certain restrictive measures, unable to accept that not everyone has the same abilities and resources to face the pandemic, he said, according to the Serbia-based Politica newspaper. Scholars warn of collapse of democracy as Trump versus Biden election looms. Dozens of experts on fascism warn of global danger, calling for action from ordinary people. It's not too late. A story from The Guardian. Dozens of historians of fascism and authoritarianism have signed a letter warning that democracy, quote, is either withering or in full-scale collapse globally, unquote, and urging ordinary people to take action. Democracy is extremely fragile and potentially temporary, requiring vigilance and protection. The scholars wrote in a letter released on Sunday, it is not too late to turn the tide. Crane Chicago Business has a story. What Ken Griffin's endgame in his push against Pritzker fair tax? Always look at self-interest when money is involved. Chicago billionaire Ken Griffin has spent $53.75 billion to convince Illinoisans to reject a proposed graduated income tax this year. Illinois currently has a flat income tax. Everyone pays the same rate, rich or poor. Governor J.B. Pritzker campaigned heavily on increasing taxes on upper-income voters and followed through by convincing the General Assembly to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot. The billionaire Democrat has since spent $56.5 million of his own money to promote the change. 538 has a story. I'm here to remind you that Trump can still win. It's tempting to write this story in the form of narrative fiction. On a frigid early December morning in Washington, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that the disputed mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, you know, the kind of thing that given the stakes of the election, it's very important to be prosaic and sober-minded instead. Here are the top three most read stories from JLN's newsletter on Friday. Our top story Friday was Profit and Losses, a message from Julie Ross, founder of Profit and Loss, in which Ross announces the shutdown of P&L after 21 years. Second was Bloomberg's Business Week. Susquehanna will take your election bets up to $100 million. Third was Yahoo's GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler, not familiar with Trump's infamous 2005 Access Hollywood tape. Seems people keep reading that story over and over again. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. MarketsWiki now has 191,661,203 pages viewed, with 24,482 pages, 226,515 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.